Hi, Michael Connor, Sex and Podcasting. Beautiful day here at the farm. Summer came early this year to western Wisconsin. It's in the 80s and it's mid-April. It's quite amazing. I thought I'd talk a little bit about politics inside a station and how destructive that was in the community radio era. And why podcasting is so nice, because the politics of an organization like that probably don't enter in anywhere near the same way. A lot of the early people in community broadcasting can testify that the politics that happen within a community station can get quite destructive. Probably the most tragic episode of that was Lou Hill, who was the guy that started the Pacifica stations. And the politics got so intense that eventually in 1957, I think he killed himself. And clearly, a lot of other people have had tough experiences, and this goes on today even. The Pacifica stations went through, and I think are probably still going through, a hell of a time. Sort of a monumental clash between their board and various factions on the board and people on the air and different stations and so on and so forth. And one of the things that sort of characterizes community radio is that this politics always seems to happen at some point or another, and I've always wondered about that. I think one of the reasons why is because community radio stations go together in phases, and different people are the most important and the most involved at different stages in the station's development. And the transitions between those phases is often not handled very gracefully. Sometimes it's not handled at all, and it leaves people very upset. You know, in the beginning, there's always a phase of getting the station on the air. There's the application for the FCC license and raising the money to back that up and finding the frequency in the spectrum and doing the engineering and all that kind of stuff. And that takes quite a while. It takes a year at least. Sometimes it never gets beyond that stage. But presuming it does, then there's the sort of construction permit phase. And that's a different group of people, usually. Because now the organization needs to gather more volunteers, you have to raise money, you have to build a bunch of things. So the engineering's different, and the political philosophy of the station starts to get formed, because you're going out into the community and telling people about what you're going to do. And a lot of times the transition from that first group of people to the second isn't noticeable because they're very similar. But sometimes it's quite noticeable, and some of the people who are in the first phase may not be very happy with what the next phase folks are doing, and they get cranky. Then there's the kind of early on-the-air phase, and you're awakening the audience, and now quite a different group of people gets involved. There's all kinds of programmers that didn't have a whole lot to contribute when the station was starting out, but they're clearly very opinionated about what's going on in the station now, partly because of what they're putting out, but partly because of the audience that the rest of the programs will attract and the effectiveness of the station of delivering listeners. And that's quite a different group of people usually than the geeky folks who built the station. And again, here's a transition that's often not heralded and often not handled very gracefully, and again, a huge opportunity for feelings to get rubbed the wrong way and people get mad at each other and factions to develop. And then as the station matures, most community stations sort of go in waves. They are often controlled by community folks, many times the programmers, but other times different mechanisms. And fashions change, and the needs of the community change. And as those changes take place, again, the political factions get deepened and people get more and more angry with each other. There are more and more chances for people to hurt each other's feelings. And so it's really like an incubator for discomfort and an incubator for internal politics. And these stations are often run and led by people like me. Back in the community radio days, I wasn't terribly experienced at running an organization. I didn't know very much about how to smooth ruffled feathers, and in many cases didn't care. So the leadership of the stations often aren't terribly adroit. And so, you know, you wind up, you know, this is kind of a downer, but, you know, I think it's a healthy thing. I think one of the amazingly hopeful things about podcasting is that because there isn't such a huge amount of infrastructure and because you don't have to gather such a gigantic group of people together to do it, the opportunities to do this without generating a lot of internal feuding and politics, I think, are huge. I don't imagine that there will ever be groups of community podcasters that are as big as the group of people that are needed to sustain a community radio station. Community radio station really needs 50 to 100 people when you combine all the programmers and engineers and program directors and people who select music and people who do news and all that kind of stuff. You wind up with an awful lot of people. And podcasting is just quite different in that regard. I think there will be lots and lots of folks like me who do it all by themselves. And even when it's a collective affair, I would bet it's 2 to 5, maybe 10 people at the most, like a group blog or something like that. And the money requirements aren't as high. So all kinds of reasons why the politics won't get nearly as bad. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.